and gentlemen, that movie is happening. Are you serious? Sonic the Hedgehog is for real. I saw that this morning. No, it's not an ad. I'm just showing you that is happening. What other video game movies do you want? Because I'm telling you right now, if they made a Metroid movie, belly. Holy shit.
Going on opening day?
Be there first day. Listen, people were lined up around Hollywood and Highland on the Hollywood Boulevard at 4 a.m. in the morning the day that Endgame came out. It was absolutely crazy, but this is not a show about movies.
But you gotta admit, someone out there has their board name Sonic, right?
Oh, I have to.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
And I thought of us when I saw that blue streak go by. I was like, Parker. Parker Steck, talk to Canadian Dave here and get him to Photoshop something where that's a one-wheeler going by and it looks like it's Sonic, but it's actually Sly Dog Stroke. Hi, everybody. What's going on? Welcome to the show. This is the voice of One Wheel hanging out with you on YouTube. Today is all about the ladies. We're going to talk to Rye Cantrell. Excited to talk to her. Coming up here in a few minutes. We'll do that. I've got a whole belly. What is up with the archives, man? They are jam-packed right now.
Yeah, you've got them jam-packed.
Clyde apparently has been doing his homework.
Clyde's nonstop all the time.
Do you want to tell the people what the archives are so they know what I'm talking about and what we can expect from today's show at the end?
You're talking about which part?
What are the archives?
The archives? Yeah, the save videos we've got.
It's non-stop. Amazing. Stop. Anytime any of us, me, Belly, obviously Clyde, see something that's going on in the on the internet, basically, on Facebook, we're able to now save these videos. And anytime something just interests me, I save it. And we've got so many of those to get to today. So
like, for example, this one right here.
Boom. You got one for us?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good way to start the show off. This is from Bob Deal. Just want to introduce myself as probably one of the older enthusiasts. I'm 72 and never was a skateboarder, unless you can count steel skates. No, I'm reading from that. Get out of here. That used to a key to fasten onto your shoes being nailed to a 1x6. Wait a minute. I was trying to say move the cursor. Hold on. What did he say? I'm 72, never was a skateboarder, unless you count steel skates that used a key to fasten onto your shoes being nailed to a 1x6 skateboard. But I'm learning slowly how to enjoy this marvelous toy. I'm hooked and hope to hone my skills as much as I can without injury in the meantime. Yo, he's 72.
That's a big number.
I don't trust getting my parents on here. I really don't. My parents are like 70, 71. And I really don't trust getting them on a board. I feel like if you fall, like if you look at me, man, I'm struggling. I got a wrist that's like ready to go.
Right.
The next thing that happens, Belly, this thing's broken.
No, that's not good.
If it's not broken already.
We were putting ice on it. The only good thing about it is it didn't swell up too much.
Yeah. It's just, you know what it is, folks? If I go to like do a backpack like that, oh God, that motion just crushes.
I'm sure the DJ game has not been kind to you lugging around those heavy speakers all the time.
Belly, can you get Coolio, Gangster's Paradise?
Sure.
Because apparently they want that. No, I'm just playing. They want that as the background for the 72-year-old. Social Media Lounge with the touchdown to start the day early. Very nicely done. Good morning. Welcome, everybody, in there. Very nicely done. Thank you, Clyde. Listen, today's show is going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk to Rye in a minute. Thanks to everybody who's subscribed to our channel on YouTube, TTR Studios. We're up to almost 800 at this point. This is just blowing up. As soon as we get to 1,000, what are we doing, Belly?
We're giving away a pint!
You bet. Not just a pint of beer, either. This is a free one-wheel pint, and it's happening, okay? So just prepare yourselves, but tell your friends, get everybody on here, because the sooner we get to 1,000, the sooner we give it away. So let's do that. I'm a little worried that people are going to get to 1,000, get the free one wheel giveaway, and then just stop, like leave. I need to stay at 1,000 so that we're able to do the things that YouTube allows you to do.
Momentum always is on the side of forward.
Well, it's scary, Belly, because we're going to talk about some stuff today that might rub some people the wrong way. And, you know, when we do a talk show, it's one thing if you do a channel about one wheels. No, who's arguing about that? That's easy to subscribe to because it's like we all want to watch that. But when you're talking about things that, you know, are in the community and relevant at the time, you can't please everyone, which means somebody's going to be upset. And I'm not, you know, afraid of that, but I understand why, you know, I see We have like a diehard following, mm-hmm. whereas I feel like, but it's smaller than I'd like it to be. You know what I mean? And I'm seeing the podcast now blow up and it's like, whoa, there is definitely something here. This is like a sticky, like if you like this show, you really like this show. And we are so grateful mm-hmm. for everybody who is around. But I need this to be up in the 200s to 300s, 3000s. I'm very excited because I'm talking to Matty Potts. You know, you guys love that drunken interview from him last. I really thought people were just going to be very frustrated with Mr. Potts.
Yeah.
And while they were, a lot of people were giving him some cred for putting together some good points, Belly.
About the whole community and about the marketing, especially the marketing side of it. He really hit on some.
Can you imagine?
Nails on the head.
Can you imagine if he was a moderator of one of these groups? Pots.
Moderating's hard job.
It's hard, man.
You get notification after notification, request to join after request to join. You got to keep in mind like the balance of everyone in the group. And the more people in that group, the more notifications and the more things you're getting and the more messages and private messages you're getting. Trying to make the community a better place most of the time, but a lot of it is you gotta have some kind of level of balance where you get away from it.
Listen, I wanted to pose a question to you guys, and I'm going here somewhere with this. Okay, Belly, let's do it with you. You know what? I want to know what you think. Mm-hmm. If you were starting a society, I'm not saying you're God, but if you're playing The Sims, okay, right?
Yes.
You're playing Sims. How do you make sure that people behave?
Rosebud.
What is that?
That's the money cheat.
Okay. No, I can't do this.
How do I make sure people behave in the Sim? Like, so how do you make sure?
Get out of here. Go sit in the corner. Get out of here. I'll do it on my own. I prepped him before the show. I said, this is where I'm going with it. Just go with it. Rosebuds.
It's the money cheat. I make sure they comply based on giving them things.
Hate you so much. I'm just kidding, man. You know, I love it.
For me, how do you make sure people comply? It's you set up an environment that like you make it. I don't know. You set a precedent of rules, right?
Rules is the first thing that comes to mind. Religion, I think, helps.
Rule.
Religion Tree is honey. A set of rules where, like, something is always watching you, even when nobody isn't. There's a layer of that.
Okay.
Like, how do you? Can you imagine if you were God and trying to control society? You couldn't. You just got to let them go. And
it's not Fight Club.
It can't be. But what about if you create something that is a group on a Facebook page? And all of a sudden, all these people start fucking coming in. Mm-hmm. And now you have this society of people. And it's kind of on you to keep the peace, dude. There's no fucking Rosebud.
No. It's on you to keep the peace. And you're going to get messages about, like, someone is going to message you about being upset every single day, the more people you have in there.
So with that being said, like, I just wanted to do a quick shout out to all the moderators out there. Like, I know Jeremy Gavin goes through a lot. Dealing with a lot.
You can't do it alone, too.
Well, you can't do it alone. Look at
Pete
this.
Rose.
Pete Rose already agrees.
Yeah.
The OWOG group is by far the biggest one. It's like 10,000 riders at this point. And it's becoming a shit show. I mean, it's honestly great for content. Keep it coming. But let's try to chill it out a little bit as far as the... Okay, let's just back it up and tell you guys what's going on. There is... Some people who get booted and then aren't pleased when they get booted, when people who are moderators of a group have to try to keep some sort of sanity, right? So if somebody does something and they ended up getting like booted from the group, understandably so, that person is going to feel the need to go and what the fuck, man? Blah! You're going to be mad. Nobody likes getting booted from anything. I'm not saying they were right.
It's time for inner reflection when you're getting booted from...
Yeah, who's going to do that, Belly? Well said. Yeah. Oh, I just got booted. Let me reflect on why. How common is that?
Did I do to deserve this kind of treatment?
Is that Rich... Did Rich Jones just get booted? What happened there?
I don't know. I don't... That wasn't my Rich
that
Jones.
That sounded like Rich Jones. What happened there? Oh, that was bad. So where I'm going with this is I like to see a lot of the moderators stick up for each other and a lot of them talk to each other. But some groups get created out of anger and frustration.
That's you know, not the right where mindset.
They, that, well, it's not that it's not the right mindset. I understand where it's coming from. It's just, that's fine. If you don't want a censored group and you want to create a group that's all about not being censored, that's awesome. That is great. Because, I mean, we need a world of uncensored. But where I start to get frustrated is in that place, women are getting crushed lately. I mean, this past week, women were getting just crushed. It was a lot of massage. And I don't mean massages. I mean misogynist. Sorry, I shouldn't joke. Massage, it's very, it had, it just seemed very misogynistic to me, some of the comments. I'm not even in the group, okay? People are coming to me like, yo, do you see it? Why is this happening? Why are people talking like this? Why are, uncensored doesn't mean it's okay to be an asshole.
Yeah, agreed.
Right? And so I wanted to kind of just say today, like, I don't want to say we shouldn't have uncensored groups. And I think there should be a place for people who maybe got kicked out of a group and want to be able to speak their mind and all that.
Share their content.
No matter where we are, if this is a skateboard style community, we got to make sure we're absolutely accepting of women, of everyone, not just women, but really everyone. Because we're in the, I've said it, I'm screaming it since until my face turns the color of the shirt, man. We're in the early adoption phases, right? So if we're dickheads from the start as one-wheel riders and create and foster a community where women don't feel appreciated or even comfortable trying to get into it, the riders who are already into it are saying they're not feeling comfortable. How are we going to get new riders? How are you going to get your girlfriends, your wives to get into this and to support you being into it? Mm-hmm. How's that going to happen? Wouldn't it be great if we started it off like respecting everyone, trying to get everyone in this? It's not like bikers are like, oh, chick biker can't even really do shit, huh? Like, that doesn't happen.
Nope.
I bet you right now Raquel McCosker could run circles around all of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
she'd be doing backflips around me.
I was just like, wow, yeah. I didn't. Some people have reached out to me and kind of shown me some comments and things that are being said. And I just wanted to make sure that I went on and did our part and said, hey, listen, we've got a. There was a girl in Venice Beach. I'll never forget this, man. I can't wait to show this to you guys. We'll do it in the back end. What do you want to do?
I think we're doing that in the back end right after we have Ryan. So
very good. So yeah. We'll do this in a bit. It's just a little bit of a tease, but it was so cool because I wanted to show a video of this. There was a girl in Venice Beach. There's this epic skate park. It's actually the background. If you can see around us, this blue, the picture behind it, if I go here, it'll come up here in a second. It's Venice Beach skate park. And so what I was doing, I was sitting with Maddie Potts and we were on the rail and we were just watching the skaters skate. And there was this like 6-year-old girl, 5-year-old girl just shredding it. There's the skate park right there. And that was our vantage point. And so there's this girl just shredding it up. And I kept thinking to myself, I said to Potts, like, thank God that she feels comfortable getting into this sport. You know, because 20 years ago, skateboarding, it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
Like, prove me wrong. Girls were not widely adopted in the world of skateboarding. And I think if we're here and able to get, you know, to set the precedent from the ground up in this sport, man, bring them all on. Doesn't matter who you are. Just start riding one wheels, man.
Yeah.
That sounded like John Gruden. Start riding one wheels, man. I mean it, though. So I'm pumped. We're going to do Rye. We're going to talk to Rye Cantrell today. That'll be fun. Talk to her. She's a very talented boarder. In fact, it's time. Are we already there?
We're already there, man.
Get her on. Sign her up. Let's go. So I'm going to go over to our screen here. This is our ad screen where you can't see us. And if you're curious what a whole show sounds like where you can't see us, but you can hear us, this is what it's like. And you can go check out our podcast. It's anywhere you can find your podcast, Apple Music, iTunes, Google, Spotify, all that. So just go right ahead. Do we have her on the air? Rye, are you with us?
Hey guys, I'm here.
Woo! There she is. All right, beautiful. Yeah, we can. Can you hit your
can you hear
video?
Me okay?
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Can you see me?
We can see you. Ladies and gentlemen, Rye Cantrell. Yes. What's up, Rye?
Hey, I am great. How are you guys doing?
Well, it's been a quick moving day so far. I lost my hat. I had to throw it at my producer over here. This is being a big jerk. But we love him anyway. What's going on, Rye? How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm super excited to be here with you guys. You're right on par for where my mind is.
It's crazy morning. Crazy morning.
Yeah, crazy morning.
How did you get into riding a one wheel in general? Like, who brought you into this?
Really myself. So they are virtually unknown in Jacksonville. We've got Florida Floaters in St. Augustine. The BS Vegan, you might be familiar with Brian. He is one of the floaters, and he's in Jacksonville. And there's a very, very small handful of riders. But I've maybe seen like two others. And at one point, I know I came across it like when it was on Kickstarter, and I just remember thinking, oh, I've got to get one of those. It was just like really like an obvious thing to do. And then one night I was laying in bed and was just like, well, I guess it's time. Got to get a one wheel. I'd been, you know, following them on for a little bit, but nothing crazy. And it just seemed like a next step. I'd been out of the water and really out of board sports for about 3 to 4 years. And I was like, this is exactly what I need to get back in because I can do it at any point.
Now, why did you get out of the board sports in general?
I have a series of health issues. I've gone through chemotherapy and radiation a handful of times for Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Time out. I was going to start saying I've been having some little twinges in my knees and it's really been bugging me lately. You totally just crushed me with that. That's not fair.
Hey, but that's still, it's the battles we fight.
Okay. So obviously you win. So you're able to ride again. God bless America. Like that. How does it feel? It must've felt amazing that first time you got back on a board.
Oh, absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And I think it's really important to say, like, it was a good cancer to have. Super curable. I have an amazing team. I'm super blessed in that regard. Mm-hmm. But as far as, like, losing muscle mass really quickly, building it back takes time. And when you're focused on other things, it doesn't always come as easily as it did when you were younger, you know? So getting back on that board was amazing. I'm definitely a carver at heart. I think it's really important. Like, you guys are building me up here. I'm not an athletic person.
Good. Neither are we.
That's just like self-awareness. I love it. I have a great time. I can go out and I can definitely hold my own on like a surf skate. If we're going to the beach and my friends all have their beach cruisers and their bikes, I had my longboard. So that was really my thing. I surfed and I loved it. And I've just bought a new board behind me here. So you guys get stoked. I'm getting ready to get back in the water. Woo-hoo! And that was the concept of one wheel. But then when I got on one wheel, it was an entirely different thing.
Well, apparently people are freaking out.
Absolutely.
No, I don't mean to break in here, but people are freaking out. The call lines are going nuts. So if you do want to talk to Rye about this, 571-354-7338, feel free to call us from all over the globe. Why was the one wheel such a different thing for you? I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Oh, no, that's okay. Accessibility. And then you guys. Like, you guys made it a different thing. The acceptance in the community and the float queens and having Amanda, Christine, Raquel, Sarah, Barbara, and everybody there to give that support in the moment when I get frustrated or when I, yeah, exactly. 100%. When you see guys like giving a rough time in the forums, they're right there and they're recognizing the guys that are doing the good things.
And I would say, am I wrong? There's probably way more guys out there that are doing the right thing than the wrong, right? I mean, from what I see.
Oh, 100%. I love it. I think the ones that do the wrong things are like the few and far between, which is fantastic.
That's exactly
what we want to see.
What's going on there? What do you think the mindset is? Because there's, you know, maybe there's something going on in their life.
It absolutely could be. And I think too, you know, in the past, and if you're looking at the skateboard community, that's just something that's been accepted. And you guys are standing up and saying like, hey, we don't accept that anymore.
Well, and thank you for saying that, but yeah, definitely not just us. Like, a lot of people have been doing it. A lot of people reaching out to me.
Through multiple aspects of throughout the world.
When I say you guys, too. I mean, like, the community.
Yeah, for sure. And it's
killing it.
It's been great and really warm, heartwarming to see. So I guess, let me ask you, what were your board sports before? Were you a skateboarder? Were you a snowboarder? Like, what'd you do?
So I tried to get into like street style skating in high school and I was awful. I was terrible. I never really even perfected the ollie. But like to your point, 15, 20 years ago, there weren't girls in board sports and I was in a town of 1,000 people. So that like wasn't a thing. And then it really became like surf skate and surfing. And really just as a hobby.
I'm just kind of jealous that I never got into surfing. You know, I never got into surfing.
You still can. Exactly.
I don't live by, well, I guess I can't say that anymore. I was going to say I don't live by water.
And now that you're a California boy, you do live by water. Yeah, okay, you spend mind. Half your time over on the other side, brother.
That's true.
Just get a longboard. Get bigger. Like whatever you think is long enough, get something bigger.
Okay.
Go out. Make an easy day of it. It's fun.
Yes.
Yeah, but here's the problem that I have. When I go one wheeling, all I do is just get on my board and go. Surfing, yeah. I've got to do paddling. I got to do push-ups. Like, there's way too much involved.
What he's saying is athletic ability.
And that's the great thing about one wheel. You don't have the. You can do it at any point. It's just available to you.
Does it? I'm curious because if you feel the same way I do, because I certainly love about the one wheel the most, the fact that it brings out my inner child, like the ability to go explore. Have you felt that at all?
Absolutely. There's so much around me that I never would have seen otherwise. I'm living in like a apartment complex in the middle of like wannabe suburbia where they're just building more consumerism and it's everywhere. But then I found like these little back streets where there are little lakes tucked away and things like that I never would have gone down had I not had my wheel and just been looking for somewhere to ride.
What's the best one? What's the unicorn that you found so far? What's your spot?
Honestly, some random trails about 45 minutes from here that were just tucked away behind a school that are apparently a thing that I never would have sought out before. And on each side, you've got a little river that runs by you that's just gorgeous.
So now when it comes to being active in the community, what can we do? What do you think we can do that actually brings in more women into the community?
I think highlighting those women that you guys are taking the time to mentor and show how to do things that they're not comfortable with. I know like Sean Nelson's been awesome. I started doing curb drops a couple weeks ago. And as soon as my knee pads come in, I'm going to start like hopping some curbs. And he was like, hey, whatever you need, let me see your videos and we'll get to doing what you need to do. And having that support there from somebody who is fantastic at what they do.
One of the best.
Yeah. It's not something that you see anywhere else. And I think because of the availability for us to be able to just go out and ride wherever, that's removing any scarcity that you see in surfing. No one's hogging a wave. No one's creating a turf. Everybody's just doing their thing and having a good time. And being able to say like, what?
But what's that? It ruined snowboarding for me because now this accessibility, I'm sitting on the East Coast trying to snowboard where I'm going on a 3-minute run and then an 8-minute chairlift. And I'm like, wait a minute. I could be one wheeling right now.
The whole time. I will. I want to. One wheel is just, it's always there.
The snowboarding's not great in Florida.
No, I would imagine the Jacksonville snowboarding, not so hot.
Actually, too hot.
Yeah. Give it to yourself. That's good. No, actually, I got that same email from Sean Nelson. As soon as I started talking about drops, he was like, show me your videos, bring it to me, we'll diagnose it. But he was funny. He's like, you need to be dedicated. Are you dedicated? And I was like, totally, dude. And then like, I just wasn't. And I know as soon as he sees me in person, he's going to punch me 4 times in the arm and I deserve it.
I think that's the biggest, like he's right though. As far as like learning what you want to learn. I'm still such a noob on the one wheel. I'm right at like 200 miles.
Oh, wow.
Because I've only had it since like mid-March. But just going out and getting a little bit better every day.
I got another question for you. What's your favorite kind of one wheel accessory you've added on to? Like what's something that maybe changed the way you ride completely and you've just unbelievable, like a foot pad, a flight fins, anything? What is it?
I am a minimalist. I have very few actual accessories for the board. I want to get the cush pad, but really I'm super stoked on the fish bones.
Oh, yes.
I actually want to get the fish bones and put them on the back and front instead of like a pad on the back.
You're going to put them on the back?
All the above.
That's my plan.
I have never heard of this. This is blasphemy. You're going to be the first ever. Has anybody put the fish bones on the back?
I would imagine. I'm sure that the boys have tried everything.
I'm sure the guys over there at Concage have tried it, and God bless them for doing it. But, you know, hey, listen, that's a great idea. What is your volume up? Are we going to have a radio moment?
I hear the radio.
Caller, can you turn down the volume of your laptop?
She's got to hear us, you know.
That's true. Hey. That's true. I feel like she's got earbuds in. Am I seeing earbuds, Rye?
No, yeah. I've got earbuds
there
in.
There we go. That's all right. That's a radio show for you. So let me ask you, because I do want to, can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear y'all.
Beautiful. You know, you brought it up. I'm just going to ask.
Yeah. No,
a lot of us don't know what it's like to be diagnosed with cancer, to go through what you went through with chemo and all of that. How many years did you do chemo?
So the first time I was diagnosed, I was 19. I was in college. I did chemo for about 10 months at that time and then did about 2 months of radiation. And it they say once you're about 5 years out, you're cured. I've made it 4.5 years.
Boom.
And then they were like, ugh, it's back.
So
I did about 3 months of super intense chemo at that point. And that was the bout of chemo where when I went into it, I was actually really fortunate that I was in great shape, surfing every day, just staying really active. But that muscle mass deteriorated in the course of a couple weeks.
Man.
So I did a couple weeks of radiation. And then ever since then, I stepped back from my job and I've just been like super hyper focused on professionalism.
I saw your post.
It's a lot to go through it, but it's very eye opening.
Well, maybe that's what I was going to get to. I feel like you could lend us a perspective into what you maybe learned and took away from that experience and how it's made you better or who you are today.
The little things don't matter.
Yeah.
Because realistically, at the end of the day, no matter how much I plan for the future and the things that I put into it, they're not changing what's going on in this moment. And that's one thing that I really love about the One Wheel is it actually helps things kind of fall away.
Heck yeah.
Big stressors. When you're looking at the big picture, it's great to have, but don't let it distract you from what's going on right now in front of you.
That is some great advice.
Yeah, no, very well said. That is killer. Thank you. I mean, I appreciate you answering that, but the real question that we have to dig into, because I feel like we haven't gotten deep enough today.
Oh, no. I already know. It's because we've asked so many
people. Well, I'm sure she's seen the show before. Is gravy a condiment or is it a side? What's going on, Rye?
Condiment.
Yes, true. Yes, she's on our side. She's on the winning side. Very good. Thank you. No, we appreciate
100%.
It.
100%. You don't eat gravy by itself.
See?
Unless you get really hungry.
Have you ever eaten gravy by yourself, Belly?
No.
Come on.
I've most likely, for the most part, have probably never, maybe have.
We've had so much fun with you. Rye, thank you so much for coming on. We're going to get a little outro tune for you, but is there anything that you want to say to the community before we let you go here?
Hey, thank you guys for doing what you do. Keep it up. Remember to let the women shine and keep making them feel supported and welcomed. And you don't have to be athletic to enjoy the hell out of this thing.
Yes.
There are all kinds of riders out there. And you said you're a noob. I ain't buying it. Let's get you to show us some videos and we'll see. We've got Sean Nelson will help you out. Let's see. What do you want to learn this year in 2019 other than curb drops?
So the drops I'm pretty much doing, I want to do the hops. And I really want to be able to nail the 186 change.
Oh, go talk to your girl Cecil Diesel. She got you covered.
She's right here with me thinking about that ankle every day.
Quick update before we let you go. How's she doing?
Oh, not literally. We actually haven't ridden together.
Oh.
But she seems really good. I'm just sending her good vibes. She's about 30 minutes from me, so hopefully we'll get together soon.
Love it. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Rye Cantrell. She is part of the Float Queens. She will be back soon. You're always welcome. Thank you for joining us, Rye. We had a blast.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You bet. There she goes. Rye Cantrell. That's always fun.
Yeah, I love doing the interviews.
The interviews are my favorite part of the show. I hope you guys get something out of them. You know, some people don't like interviews. I remember I was a huge Stephen Colbert show fan, and I used to turn off the interviews because I tuned in for Colbert. I don't think people are tuning in for us. I think they're tuning in for the interviews in this show, and I am totally fine with that.
Yeah.
That's what this is supposed to be, and that was a lot of fun for us, so hopefully it was for you, too.
And you learned something.
Hey, man, that's the point. So, wow, we've got a lot to get to in this archive of ours. Do you want to just start firing them at me? I told Belly you can just let them go.
Do we want to start with what we found and discovered or we looked for earlier today?
That would be great. So Let's do that. That's why he's producer extraordinaire, just keeping me right on track when I go ADD. I was in Venice Beach with Maddie Potts, and we were watching this girl. And if this was skateboarding 20 years ago, who knows? I'm not trying to make a terrible name for skateboarding. I'm not necessarily a skateboarder myself. I'm just like Rye. I tried out. I didn't even learn to ollie. I tried. I racked myself in the nuts. That was it. But I was in Venice Beach about 2 months ago with Potts, and Matty Potts, if you don't know, is the guy that was on the drunken guy in the interview last show of The Voice of One Wheel. And he's my cousin, by the way. So we're sitting there and we're watching this 5-year-old chick, and she is just shredding, Belly. She is shredding the bull in Venice Beach. And we're like, all of us are just sitting around this railing watching her. And as we were getting ready for today's show prep, and we were about to, you know, talk to Rye, and we wanted to make sure we were highlighting today was kind of all about the ladies. And I said, man, I wish I was able to take a video of this girl when I was in Venice Beach, because I pulled out my phone, I hit record. And the moment I hit record, she comes out of the bowl and she like stops and like goes to her dad. And I was like, oh, damn it. I just missed it. So I typed in Belly. What did I type into YouTube?
Skater girl Venice Beach?
No, that is not what I wrote. I wrote girl skateboarder.
Girl skateboarder.
That's it. We found her. She's like one of the first ones that comes up. She's like a freaking social media sensation. Go figure. And so I just wanted to say if we, you know, show this, because if we don't foster a place where this kid can feel comfortable, girls can feel comfortable, everybody can feel comfortable, we're not going to get riders like this. Check this girl out. This is awesome.
I do it with love and happiness. My name is Sky. And I'm 9 years old, and I'm from Miyazaki, Japan. I first started skateboarding when I was 2 or 3.
You have to do this guy too.
My name is Bod Boyle. I think I met Sky.
Skip this guy. Belly, skip this guy. We don't need this guy.
I heard of Sky before I knew her, actually, because I'd seen her popping up on some social media channels. Like this young.
Do you ever bite?
No, ma'am.
Sky. Don't cry now.
Give me this hand.
Today I'm trying to learn a triple kickflip.
Sometimes I'm afraid to fall.
Ow!
It's kind of exciting. Like, if you feel like you're gonna fall, you're gonna fall. If you don't think that you're gonna fall, you're not gonna fall.
I'm sorry, hold on. Can we just pause that? Like, is there anything more true than that? If you think you're gonna fall, you're gonna fall. And if you don't, you won't.
It's simple.
It's so simple, man. Math. Just simple math.
To go to X Games. X Games is the biggest action sport event in the world. They won't invite me because they told me I'm too young. But that's the point. I want to inspire girls that even you're like 3 or 4, you can still do it. Just believe in yourself.
I mean, who doesn't love that kid? Who right? doesn't love that kid, Belly?
I mean, that is inspiring in itself. She's just talking about girls younger than her. I'm sure she inspires people of all ages.
Dude, I'm telling you.
She's inspiring me right now.
All the skateboarders are standing around the bowl just watching this kid shred. What you saw there was like half of what she can actually do. So if you're listening on the podcast, definitely go on to our YouTube channel and check out this video. The live stream of today is called Get Her on a Board, because...
If not, search Sky Brown on YouTube and you will see all her highlights as well.
There's tons of them. So, Belly, let's go through the files, man. Let's get into the One Wheel archives. What do you want from me? He's just going to start throwing stuff at me, and here it comes. These are things that between me and Belly and Clyde, we've all saved these throughout the week. These are things that have caught us. So also be ready, because if you post in these groups, I might see it. And I might think it's show-worthy. So we'll see what he thinks.
I don't know what any of this is.
That's all right. I'm here. Wind is the One Wheel's biggest enemy. Change my mind. What do you think? Let's pose it to the social media lounge. What is the One Wheel's biggest enemy? My submission? Dogs.
Dogs. That's quite an enemy.
I'm going dogs, Belly. Throw it in there. Pipe it in the social media lounge right now. We'll read it off screen. What is the One Wheel's biggest enemy?
There are some real
very good copy. That's
water,
true.
Water is a good one.
Very good.
Yeah.
There are some that's coming in and
rain.
Rain. Yeah, that's true. But believe me, man, I saw some of these that were coming in. I think one of the answers was like a shot at a company that we all know and love. There were some good ones in there. So,
dude, wind killed my XR battery in seven miles.
Oh, absolutely.
Says the social media lounge.
Rebecca Randolph with stupidity. I was going to go with ignorance. That's another good one. That's very good. Overconfidence is also good. Very, very good. I wanted to throw this out here, too. A wind killed how much? 7% of her battery?
No, she said in 7 miles of her XR battery.
What?
Wind.
No way.
The destructor of batteries.
Brian out in L.A. runs one of the L.A. groups, and he took me on a ride poop. That's a good one. Plevel with a touchdown. Does he get a touchdown for poop?
Dog poop. Hopefully not human poop, but if you're in a city.
Turn your volume back up. You went way low me on the I think you were. Yeah, I got you over here. So, touchdown! Hey, there we go. There he is. There it is. My fat ass being on it. Nice, clown. So... controller module failure. My dog loves the One Wheel. Bob, you're lucky. You got one of the good ones. That is true. Yes, absolutely. So I just lost my train of thought there, but we've got way more of these to go. So keep going. Out riding today on a sidewalk, I cruise past a guy. He leans towards me and yells, "Boo!" out loud. It was meant to get a swerve and a crash out of me. I'm sure no crash, but definitely a hard swerve did happen. Everything went through my mind. Do I go back and confront him? Probably ends in a fight or worse. I just kept cruising. Anyone else ever had to deal with an asshat like this?
I appreciate him keep cruising, but I'd go back.
Touchdown for asshat?
Oh, that guy's an asshat.
That's an asshat, and I love that word.
That guy is a...
Absolutely. Yeah, what a dick. But people don't know, dude, and that's like, what I'm trying to get you guys to understand, and hopefully, that sounds pretentious, I don't know any better than you, I'm just trying to highlight that people that you ride past, not everyone realizes what you're riding, what you're doing, and they definitely don't all share in the stoke that you're in that moment.
Or your safety, apparently.
For sure, nobody cares, dude, I'm riding around in LA, like, literally, there's just, I mean, wherever you are, New York, Boston, Chicago, who knows where that guy was? But man, don't assume... What would you do, though, in that situation? God, I probably wouldn't go back. The dude was probably a real ghost. Well done. That's awesome. So what is this you've got for me now, Belly? What are you doing over here? Is this Glowy Zoe? Oh, they're not going to like this. Show the people, because we started the Glowy Zoes here in the DMV. First of all, I don't know if that's really true, but I'm just going to tell you right now, the DMV riders,
stick figure rides.
We love our Glowy Zoe outfits here in DC. And did you guys see this? Because the e-skaters, they're trying to take your Kool-Aid. Who's this guy? I love it.
And the booster group?
So this is, I guess, the boosted group.
Yeah, I think the boosted, they have so many rides every week.
But have you ever seen the smiley face on the glowy Zoe?
That's great.
I've never seen that before.
I like the wheel. And did you see in the background? Can we? I'm going to rewind.
Yeah, absolutely rewind. There was like a low bicycle. Look at that. It's like a low rider.
No, look at the lights on the wheels of this low riding bicycle.
Badass, dude.
I want the bicycle now. How do I get the bike? What is that? Where do I get it?
I'll tell you where you get it. You get it at our Patreon, www.patreon.com.
You cannot get that.
/TTR Studios LLC. Let me get it out. I guess probably not if I'm going to lie.
Yeah, let's not make promises we can't keep.
That's Belly being a very good producer there. No, but if you would like for the big announcement, fine, we'll do it now. I'm just going to drop it on you guys because I wasn't really sure how I was going to do it. We could do it now. You want to do it now?
Yes.
This is a show about One Wheels, correct?
Yes.
I love my One Wheel. And the reason I bought something other than a One Wheel was because I just felt like seeing, hey, maybe there's something else out there. And for me, what I bought isn't good enough. It's not something that I personally enjoy spending $1,500 on. So we are going to do a Patreon giveaway, and we are actually going to give away my Leaf Tech to one of our Patreons.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I didn't tell you that one.
What? I'm shocked. I'm really actually shocked.
Yeah, I want to do it. Well, because we've really not undervalued our Patreon members, but we haven't done nearly enough for them. And so it's been awesome to see how people are so excited about the One Wheel Pint giveaway, which we're very happy and glad to do and excited. As soon as we get to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, we're doing it. So get yourself in there and tell your friends, subscribe, share all of this. We need your help and we'll get there soon enough. I think we went up like 100 in a week. So that's great. We're almost there.
Yeah.
But it got me thinking. I got this Leaf Tech. It's got like 30 miles on it. It's brand new.
You're going giveaway.
I'm just
going
to give it away to one of our patrons.
That is wild.
Yeah. So we'll do that at the end. We will do that at the end of June. Okay.
Okay.
So that will get you a nice little summer ride. So we've got May and June. June. And you know, we'll do mid-June. Let's do mid-June.
Mid-June.
Right before the summer solstice. Okay. So yeah, we'll do mid-June.
2 weeks before my One Wheel Pint arrives.
Let's do it. That sounds good to me. So halfway through June, anybody that is a patron member will have a shot at our Leaf Tech. And you can have it. Now, it's not as good as a One Wheel. I'm going to tell you right now.
Nope.
Okay? It's not. But it's something. And I'm paying for it. So if you don't have to buy it, there's no buyer's remorse. I would love one. Believe me. I ride it and I'm like, I wish I didn't spend $1,500 on this. That's where I'm at with it. And I'm not going to ride it now that I'm traveling so much. It's just going to sit there. And I'm like, well, then let's give it to somebody else. All right. So head over to our Patreon, www.patreon.com, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, /TTR Studios, yeah. LLC. One more time. It's patreon.com/TTR Studios, LLC. Go ahead and join for whatever you want. Doesn't matter. There are different tiers. You get certain things with certain tiers.
But I think, what's the tier that you enter?
You got to do it at least $3.
Yep.
So at least $3 to win any prizes. That's true. And then, yeah, you're in the running for, we'll do a fun way to do the giveaway as well.
Yeah.
For Patreons only in the middle of June. There's something.
Yeah.
There's something. Saw a guy riding Leaf Tech in the Venice Beach boardwalk. He was cruising around. I mean, he looked better than me. I haven't taken the time to get good at it yet. That's really the truth. There's nothing wrong with it. And it's in perfect working shape. So there's that. All right. So go over there, that. I figured that'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. And let's get somebody riding it, man. I'm not going to ride this thing. Let's make sure somebody else can. What is this, though? Because you shouldn't be. You could ride a Leaf Tech and look somewhat cool. Not if you ride this thing. What is this? Clyde, if you ride this to work, I swear to God you're fired. What am I looking at, Belly?
A gyro ball.
Terry Peter
with this one.
It's
pronounced hero.
Yeah.
It's pronounced hero ball. I hope it's pronounced hero ball.
That's a joke you just came up with, right? Yes. That's good. Touchdown yourself. You touchdown yourself right now. Man, that was good. So gyro ball, otherwise known as hero ball. This thing is like, it's basically, well, here, okay.
Let's introduce it.
So for the podcasters, it's like a ball that two sides flip out and they're now your foot pads. And you're riding a little mini EUC.
Okay. Can it also function as a soccer ball? It looks like it can.
It looks like a soccer ball. When you flip the sides out, it looks like a one-wheel wheel, like a tire.
It does.
Coming soon.
I love how their big, like, coming soon moment is that you can ride at night and it has lights. Like, ooh.
No, the whole board is coming soon.
It's cool. No, I know that's true, but it's cool.
Not a board. Ball. I guess it's a ball.
Yeah, it's a ball. Excuse me. Come on, it's not a board. But these things are coming out the woodworks, man. You guys have seen, what is it? Who does it? Oh, God. Segway has the foot things.
Yeah.
They're like skates.
Yep, they're on separate feet.
They're self-balancing shoes.
The people that dance on those and like roll around, it's impressive.
Have you seen the guy that dances on a unicycle, on an electric unicycle? He sent in one of the submissions. It was unbelievable for the reality show.
The things people are doing with these things.
It's really cool, man.
Yeah.
So what's going on? Keep going. Let's fire through these archives. Let's go. There's more. I know there's more. I knew it. Today was going to be a good day. It's going to go fast. I'm loving it. I hope you guys are having a good time. We're baking brownies. Oh, shit. Oh, we're okay.
Just cover them.
We're okay.
Just cover them now.
So I've got brownies here for the social media lounge that I baked earlier, but then they were going to be done right before the show started, and you got to let them cool. And now I got to cover them. So, Belly, do you want to do this one? Because can you take the show for 30 seconds while I cover the brownies before we do Chase Bank?
Cover
30
the show.
Seconds. What are you excited about? Your pint is on the way.
Yeah, so my pint is on the way, but more exciting is eventually I'm going to get that pint hat and that pint cup you get when you ordered a pint. So eventually that'll come and it'll be a great time.
Wait, is that for real? I thought that was a joke.
I'm sure it's a joke, but I'm sure, you know, I'm
Did you
I'm
get
waiting.
That on Liwano.com?
Right. Liwano.com is one of the best websites out there selling all the best gear. Don't forget to get your porcelain float plates, which are most likely not going to will crack. The other thing I'm excited about is just like I've said before, and it's kind of what Rye was talking about, and I'm actually keeping the camera on you because it's way more funny to watch you.
What a dick over there! Get out of here!
It's way more funny watching Luke.
It's
like,
so hard to do this brace
solo,
on.
Solo. By the way, it is, for those who were asking in the social media launch earlier, it is a wrist guard.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, I wasn't going to go to the store and get some sort of brace. I already got one. Okay. Thank you very much. We're good.
But one of the things I'm most excited for when it comes to getting the one wheel, and something that they kind of touched on, is just getting to that opportunity to explore, expand your reins, see things that you never really thought you'd see, you never expected or even thought or think about seeing, because it's not something that's on your regular beaten path.
Yeah.
Expanding that beaten path of yours and getting to see something that you probably never realized was 2 miles away from your house, 1 mile away, half mile away, 15 seconds away, you're going to get to see something really cool, and that's what I'm most excited for when it comes to the pine.
The childlike wonder that comes along with, I wonder what's over there, and then not having to do any effort to get there. Oh, because that's what it's like when you're a kid. You don't get tired. Effort isn't a thing. I wonder what's over there.
See ya.
What's over there? Doesn't matter. You're freaking 5 years old. You're like that girl in the skate park. She's just motoring at 9. But when you're 35 and you're hobbled with, you know, knee, I got ACL surgeries going on. You got all kinds of issues. You wake up and you got some sort of pain from sleeping. I'm not going to go and say, what's over there? Let me go look. I'm going to say, what's over there? Bet it's cool. That's the difference.
Roll on over.
I bet it's cool. I'm not going to go see it, but now I do. Okay, one thing here that is not one way related, but this is really funny. Did you see this Chase Bank thing?
Nope.
Chase Bank put out a Monday motivation tweet that says, you, why is my balance so low? Bank account, make coffee at home. Bank account, eat the food that's already in the fridge. Bank account, you don't need a cab. It's only 3 blocks. You, I guess we'll never know. Bank account, seriously? Hashtag Monday motivation. So people didn't like that because Chase Bank went broke and got a government bailout. So one tweet comes in, Chase, why aren't our customers saving money? Taxpayers, we lost our jobs, homes, savings, but gave you a $25 billion bailout. Workers, employees don't pay living wages. Economists, rising costs plus stagnant wages equals zero savings. Chase, guess we'll never know. Everyone, seriously?
Chase then, got beat.
And then one more that I thought was really good that you can actually see here. It's from Southpaw. You, why is my balance so low? Taxpayers. Oh, you poor thing. Here's here's $12 billion to get you through the hard times. Taxpayers. Why is my balance so low? You, make coffee at home, slackers. People did not like Chase Bank telling them, hey, you know what? You don't have any money? You need to save some money by drinking your coffee at home and not going to
First
Starbucks.
First of all, a strong economy is shown when you are out buying things. Hey-o. Okay?
Well, not to get into politics. Some don't believe that, some do. But I just love when Twitter goes nuts and holds... I love when Twitter holds people accountable.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it can go way off the end of the deep end of the wrong way. That, to me, is almost like trolling in a good way.
Oh, yeah.
That's like keeping a big business in check.
Yep.
And if you live at Starbucks, that's cool. You spend your money on coffee. I get it. Believe me. Quite frankly, I pay for coffee on purpose because it allows me to go one wheel there.
Yeah.
Like, starting your day with a one wheel ride to go get a coffee and back is like...
That's the way you want to wake up.
Does anybody double? What did I just do? Just, no one does. It's mwah. I just, if you're listening on the podcast, like a chef, I did with the fingers and the mwah and the kiss, but I did two of them with both hands.
Social media lounge says, get a Keurig.
Get a Keurig? Yeah. Oh, God. No, it's just not coffee. If you drink Keurig, you're not a coffee drinker. I'm sorry. Your taste is crap. I'm saying that to you, Bob.
I prefer.
I'm calling you out, Bob. You got crap tasting coffee. If you're drinking a Keurig and you're a grown adult,
that's the best way to drink coffee.
You're lazy. Get a drip cup. Come on.
How about you press your coffee? How about that? Let's just press our coffees. Why do we even need machines? Let's just cook our coffee in a freaking pot on the stove.
I agree, says one woman, one wheel. I wouldn't come visit you if you served me Keurig coffee. Yes, touchdown in the social media lounge. Thank you.
Brewed coffee is always the best.
This is great. I've had a blast. Are we done? We're not done, are we? I've got more in there. I don't want to leave the people yet. This has been a fun day.
What do we got here?
Ooh. Nope. Let's do that. Derek Gilbert. Yes, please. That one. That's a great one to end on. So today's show has been all about Stoke. It's been all about having some fun, highlighting the ladies. Don't be a dick on the internet, whether it's towards ladies, women, children, different sexual preferences. It really doesn't matter. We're trying to grow the sport the right way. Okay? And one thing that I can promise you is that other than Belly's dying over there, is that... there's no better community in all of sports, including Little League.
Including Little League?
I said it! Little League, softball, high school football, I don't care. Your community doesn't compare at all to the one-wheel community. Definitely not the e-skaters, certainly not the Leaf Techers, and certainly not the EUCers. Boosted boards? Definitely not. Okay, and the reason I say this...
Gyro ball, once your community starts, nope.
See ya! It's hero ball, by the way. So why I wanted to say this is because a fun thing here is you've got vendors in aftermarket parties, right? And so this... Can you show this post? This guy got in a car crash. A truck hit him. And it was just outrageous because, I mean, he's fine. But his board is a mess, right? And so I just wanted to point out that if you look at it, two of the first comments that I saw immediately, one was from Michael Wilson, and you don't have to show all the comments. I just wanted to let everybody know that, in fact, let's get out of there. Yeah, I just want to let everybody know. Wilson immediately said, hey, man, you know what? We'll donate a set of flight fins for you. Gotcha. Don't worry about it. You got hit by a truck. That sucks. And then one of the next ones that comes in is McCosker. You know what? Second that, I got your float plates on the way. What community does that?
What?
Who community? Breaks their football helmet and Riddell football helmets goes, you know what? That sucked. We got you. No mom and pop store goes, you know what? Unless it's the Mighty Ducks, because that Hans dude hooks up all of the skates. He did. He hooked up all of the ice skates. But this is the only community.
Sponsored by Mr. Ducksworth. Quack, 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 Mr. Ducksworth.
That's true. That's true. What a dick.
There is money spent.
But it's really cool, and I just wanted to point out that it was awesome that, you know, Wilson McCosker, that's Flight Fins and Float Life, both just were like, hey, you know what? We got you, man. We'll send you some stuff. That doesn't happen in other communities the way that it does almost regularly here. I don't want you to post things expecting that to happen, but, you know, it might because of such good people that are in here. It's been a good day, man. It's been a whole day of just realizing, like, we are really blessed to get to do this every single time. Way to go with the tunes. Was that Clyde?
No, this is the outro song as part of the readout.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Belly did a very professional TTR Studios read. And I love that he did that. What we're going to do for our patrons, because I've been shouting them out every single episode. This scroll is no longer. Say goodbye to it. Because from here on out, all of our patrons, their names are going to go on to our scroll. You're going to be on the whole show. And you're going to be rolling as a part of our army. Okay? So if you would like to join the army and get your name on screen for the entire show, it will be on the scroll down below. As a supporter, head over to patreon.com/TTRStudiosLLC. I want to...
It doesn't even have the right time on there anyway.
No, it doesn't. It's all a mess. See, Clyde, we leave you one thing to do, and you can't... You're killing me. TKO for Belly. He's out. He's down. So go ahead and do that.
Belly out.
And of course, wait, do it again.
Belly out.
He's out. He's under the table. Belly out. Thanks to John Stock for providing so much from the Denver groups. The Denver mob is really killing it. We're going to highlight a little bit of that. I'm going to talk to him and see if I can get him on next week. Float Lana over there with Troy Hendrick. We love you guys. We appreciate you. We will see you soon. Go get a better coffee maker, Bob. You're killing me.
Just listen to another production from TTR Studios. If you like what we do here, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to TTR Studios on YouTube. And if you feel like becoming part of what we do here or receiving bonus content and gear, jump on over to patreon.com/TTRStudiosLLC and join TTR Nation. And for all of us here at TTR Studios, we'll see you in the social media lounge. Later, folks.